WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles and to strike Russia in Russian territory for the very first time. It's a major shift in policy for the White House and comes as 10,000 North Korean troops arrive to fight alongside the Russians. Questions still growing over President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary, Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
His attorney confirming Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017 as part of a settlement agreement, though claiming the encounter was consensual. Trump was made aware of the incident shortly after he named Hegseth to the position and is standing by him. His team saying that Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations and no charges were filed.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Brazil is preparing to host a Group of 20 summit and comes amid two major wars in the recent election of Donald Trump. Spirit Airlines has now filed for bankruptcy. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments over Wisconsin's top elections official. Megan Wolf is the nonpartisan head of the state's Elections Commission, which is directed by a bipartisan panel of three Republicans and three Democrats. She's been the target of conspiracy theories from legislative Republicans. Senate Republicans tried to fire her last year, so the Wisconsin Elections Commission sued. A lower court ruled she should stay in her post. While conspiracy theories swirled in 2020 that the election was somehow rigged for Joe Biden, a year he also won Wisconsin, now that Trump won the state and the whole election earlier this month, those right-wing conspiracies haven't popped up. After arguments today, it could be weeks or months before the state Supreme Court makes a decision. And gas prices could drop before the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose slightly last week with a 1.7 cent bump. The average across the state is $2.83 today. This is 14 cents lower than a month ago and over 19 cents lower than this time last year. According to officials at Gas Buddy, the slight rise is to be expected after the significant drop in prices for several weeks. Several states saw gas prices jump or cycle last week. They will likely see prices decline at the pumps this week. The national average could potentially fall below $3 per gallon just before Thanksgiving. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The average here in Dane County today is $2.85 a gallon. And the holiday lights over on University are back. Dentist Jack Hammer started lighting the bushes outside his office in 1996. The multicolor lights are in the 2700 block of University, so thousands of people see them every day as they head to and from downtown and the campus area. They're meant to celebrate all the religious and cultural holidays this time of year. They'll stay up into January. For more from all our shows you hear on the air, head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered rain developing by mid-afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain. We're talking a half inch to an inch by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. Our high today, 54. Tonight, breezy, low of 50. Tomorrow, breezy, rain ending with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Oh, no. My phone. Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tab. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
If 10 is like, this is a complete, like, catastrophe, Matt Gaetz, and one is like the department will survive, where would you put yourself?
Yeah, it's a clear break glass moment. It's not, it's 10, relative, there's never been someone as unqualified, no prosecutorial experience, no legal experience to speak of, but that's the least of it. Someone who comes to the department with actual contempt and hostility for it, it's going to prompt a major exodus.
Thank you, Harry Lipman, on the Attorney General raping the forehead. Did you see I threaded and blue-skied and tweeted and Instagrammed and...
And everything?
Thank God I have no life. Threaded and I tweeted and I blue-skied.
At least you can copy and paste.
Yeah, you can do that.
I said so many sexual assaulters in the incoming Trump administration from the top down. Mm-hmm. It's like they've started their own Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. You're a rapist, Me Too. Welcome.
That's clever. That is clever.
That was clever. You are correct, sir.
It's a little dark.
He also doesn't feel that well. That's why he said it was clever. Uh-huh.
He's in a weakened state, which is why I've waited to pounce with my Chris's wrong letter.
I was sick in bed all weekend long.
Aww. You poor thing. I think I have leprosy. You have pleurisy, and I have leprosy. So, hello.
I'm leaving now.
Once Bobby Kennedy's in, everything will be fine at Health and Human Services. Did you see the latest? Okay.
Right-wing hypocrites!
Yeah. Wants to police everybody else's food. Remember when we heard that from Michelle Obama? He's eating McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
He was posing.
Are they trying
McDonald's.
To be men of the people still? They're on their private jet with all four
with
white billionaires eating McDonald's. Oh, you care about us and the price of Big Macs, don't you? Oh, my God, I hate everybody this morning. If you're wondering about my wardrobe choice and how I feel about Joe and Mika going to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Can I just say what that is all about? I sent it to you this weekend. The headline, MSNBC ratings in half. Mm-hmm. They are in half. Mm-hmm. And you know why? Because of like that. Mm-hmm. That's why. By the way, we said this during the whole, like, pushing Biden out thing.
Yep.
The only person's ratings who went through the roof, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yep.
Everybody else is because of beating up Biden, beating up Democrats. Yep. Scarborough's been trying beating up trans people and the trans issue, and that's why we lost, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not surprised. I was telling you, I only watch Nicole now. I am down to whatever. Granted, I love Lawrence. He's on too late for me. Granted, part of it is that I'm a loser.
Well, you can watch it the
next
morning.
Is it bad to admit that Joy Reid is on too late for me now?
No.
No, I mean.
No, it's 4 o'clock our
time. I get
time.
Everything I need from Nicole.
And Nicole's a former Republican.
Yeah, she is.
I know. She's really good, though. She feeds my soul.
Stephanie was is a former Republican.
That's right. You were a Goldwater girl.
I was 12.
You
That's my
on,
excuse.
You knocked on doors.
That's yours, Nicole.
Who did you vote for the first time?
I didn't knock on doors. I would have scared everyone away. Are you kidding? What the hell is this wolf child doing? Get the tranquilizer dart.
Who did you vote for the first time you could vote?
Nothing.
Nobody. Oh. I blame you for that, Reagan.
Okay.
She barely said that word. She was very quiet.
Listen to me, Nicole. Jim always blamed me for everything because of that one vote.
Yep, that's it's on you. Yeah.
So I blame you for voting for Perot.
Why? For Clinton got in.
For Clinton?
You blame me for not falconing with Bobby Kennedy.
Yes.
Yes.
Noted, we do.
Noted Big Mac eater.
You could have given him a Big Mac and
falconed. I got you Bill Clinton, for God's sake.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Perot vote was Clinton.
Thank you. Jimmy. I'm going to try to be tender
Jimmy
with you.
Jiminy Cricket.
Crikey. Okay. Do they really think this is going to help their ratings? This normalizing this monster?
I'm sorry.
They think
they're not
going to
be arrested. That's why they went.
Trump tomorrow. Trump forever. If that's what the mood you're in, this is your show. Hey, can I just say, Chris, we've been saying, you know, anecdotally, high-powered radio executive Chris LaVoy. You know, just based on social media and our emails, but, you know, email response, whatever. I mean, and I don't mean to make this about me, although it is all about me.
Well, this is
well,
your show.
The Stephanie Miller
a
show.
Lot of people are saying they can only watch this. I get it. First of all, fart jokes. Second, D jokes. We're not just about politics.
Stories about bears.
Well, Flash and Frosty, the Netflix movie. I mean, we talk
you,
about a
did
lot
you
of
end up whale plume.
Yeah, it sucked. Oh my God! Can I tell you what sucks more? This is how you know, because I get about wanting to unplug from politics.
Yes.
You know, and so again, where was I? Oh, can you know what sucked more than Hot Frosty is? I believe in Santa Claus. This woman starts dating a guy that still believes Santa Claus. And first of all, he's clearly gay. The problem is not Santa
it's
Claus.
It's because he's gay.
It's like, is anyone else watching this? This is like Waiting for Guffman. What's going on? He plays like a, you know, like Will Ferrell if he were psychotic and on acid in Elf. He's like a Christmas guy that still believes something. I don't know. Couldn't make it all
over his cereal?
Like, no, on his spaghetti. Do Christmas rom-coms have the worst acting in the history of the world?
Yes.
Or is it me?
No, industrial.
It's part of their charm.
Have you seen training videos?
Oh, my God.
It's a part of their charm, Stephanie. That's why people
it is
watch.
Lost on me. All right,
okay.
Let's talk about Joe and Mika again, because now, you know what? Didn't it make you re-angry about 2016? This is how we got here, partially.
I think they're trying to avoid going to prison.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think
they travel to Mar-a-Lago to with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. In an attempt to bury the hatchet. What are you? He'll bury it in your head. Are you, oh, my God. Speaking of the normalizing and both sidesing that got us here. Oh, my God. If Jody, I would literally my spleen will explode. If I see video of the way they talked about Hillary in 2016 and the way they let Trump literally phone it in. And like laughing at him and Donald. Oh my God. Let's just review. He accused, based on information from Matt Gaetz, Joe Scarborough of murdering an intern in his office, which was a tragedy. She had a heart condition. Anyway, oh my God, remember Mika's facelift and mm-hmm. They've all become Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yes, sir, call my wife ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Same, but my dad killed an intern. Sure, yeah. I love this part of the reporting. Trump was cheerful. Who gives up? Ah!
She's in a mood.
Trump was cheerful and upbeat and seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats. Oh, my God, are you the two stupidest humans in the world? Really? Because that's what Attorney General Matt Gaetz and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says. I'd like to reach out to the other side.
Didn't you send Sean Hannity a gift once?
That was a long time ago. That was before Trump and
there's
fascism.
There's a picture of you two over here.
Yeah.
They asked me to give a speech when he won some stupid award. It was 1,000 years ago.
Smiling.
So you were lauding Sean Hannity.
They were smiling. That picture, that's a very smiley picture.
Listen, Mr. Everything's About Prices. Are you ready for your Mrs. Wrong letter? Because the texts have already started going out to Hispanic people and gay
mm-hmm,
people, the
mm-hmm.
same people that got the anti-black texts.
Mm-hmm.
Rue Pundit writes about the woman that thought it was okay to say the word retard over and over again
yes.
at a school board meeting. Because Trump, this is what people voted for.
Yep.
The price of eggs. They voted to be the more selves, and it's okay. And she's like, oh, you're not going to police my speech, right? Everyone's like, great. get prepared to hear the F word more than you have since grade school. Oh, my God. I'm firmly in the D category, dyke, ditch flicker. Is there anything else? Is there any, what else is going on? What, hey, where's Tom? Where's my hate tweeter?
He'll be here soon.
All right. Could I have some breezy?
Should I book
him? Yeah,
him
sure. Why not?
I'll
yeah.
find him and book
yeah.
him.
Yeah. If we can't get into Mar-a-Lago, let's go meet with the guy that...
It's right
oh,
there.
Okay, got
see
it.
See the thing that looks like a clock in the middle of your screen?
No! Oh, got it.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll fix it during the break.
We will fix it during the break so it looks better.
All right. Could I have some breezy in? I've been coddling you, Chris, because you've worked really hard this year, and I love you. You have kept the tour and the show afloat. So I have coddled you from your Chris's wrong emails and only read... Do you see how many Chris's right emails I read on Friday?
Yes.
What shirt is outselling Chris's wrong?
Well, I'm going to guess the Trump shirts are going to start going up. Mike from Las Cruces, a white guy born and raised in Lockport, New York.
Lockport?
My hometown up the transit from Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Tanawanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Subject line, Chris is wrong. Those will go right to the top of my email box. See? Look at all these emails. That's go right to the top.
Okay.
That's only from, like, 2 weeks.
Those are all Chris's right letters?
There's no more of those.
Nice.
Stephanie, even
throw them away before they even reach the show.
Been watching you since Current TV. You are fabulous. Well, weighing in here to say Chris is wrong. I think that's one of the tenets of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the basic tenets.
Absolutely.
I am fabulous and Chris is wrong.
Yeah.
That's what my whole worldview is based on.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, your foolish microanalysis of talking down to uninformed people is BS. First, Kamala said repeatedly that prices were too high and she had a plan to address it. We gave those idiots facts and truth. All right, well, that might be talking down a little bit, but they are idiots.
A little bit.
Skosh. They're idiots.
A little bit.
A skosh.
The greatest second.
That's my point there. Go ahead.
I'm reading the whole letter. Right. I read the whole stupid Chris's right letter, baby.
You read your little letter there. Go ahead.
Is that patrasending?
Yes,
that's both
it is.
Patronizing
it's
and condescending.
It's
okay.
Definitely
right.
Patrasending.
He's an expert in it. Mm-hmm. He's been crafted over many years.
Oh, God, yes.
I know you do. I know you do feel good. The greatest economic post.
You're getting me in my weakened state. Okay.
No, that's it.
Yeah, that's
this is when
doing.
I pounce. The greatest economic post-pandemic recovery in the frickin' world. Second, sorry, Chris, if these foolish snowflake voters had two working synapses, they would overheat. Third, this election was lost because of the basis of the founding of this country, genocide, slavery, racism, misogyny. We lost because she was a woman and black. No other explanation for the white women misogynists who vote to protect themselves and crap on others' rights. What kind of twisted logic is required to vote for reproductive freedom and then also vote for the... that took it away.
Thank you.
By the way, if the germ of hate, racism, and misogyny is not in the soul of people, right-wing media would not amplify and water it. Propaganda only works on weak, uninformed people who just want any hatred rationalization to reinforce the sickness in their soul. So, Chris, buy a Chris is Wrong t-shirt and a Stephanie is Right t-shirt. See, we don't even, that's how fair I am. We don't even have a Stephanie is Right t-shirt because it just goes without saying.
Well, your name's on the show, so you're always right.
Right. Thank you. That's how that works.
Thank you. And stop with the talking down to idiots, micro foolishness. Stephanie, you rule, Mike from life. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Shows you the intelligence of people coming out of Lockport, New York.
Yes, it does. Oh, you didn't mean that as a compliment. Fine. All right, we have Rude Pundit, Randy Weingarten, and Stephen Beschloss on the Big Monday Show. It is, I think we may go with Jody's, I'm not going down without a fight song.
Is that how you
play? Oh, the head of the FCC.
Yeah.
Wrote Project of the Section on the FCC for Project 2025. Good night, America.
January 21st, we will be going dark.
How
apparently.
Do you think this little rebel in the Trump shirt's going to be in the air?
But the only thing that we're ruled by the FCC are our terrestrial radio stations.
That's true.
You got to start working out more so you get to that dump button. We can't have one mistake. Not one mistake, mister.
I don't think that's going to matter.
All right. Yeah, all right. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Did I tell you? Oh, I did tell you.
What?
I totally overestimate my athletic abilities. I did a nearly 4-hour ride, nearly 50 miles on Saturday. If it weren't for my morning kick, I'm telling you, I can't even believe I made it. I was comatose the rest of the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Can you put yourself in traction? I think I did. Yeah,
I've done that.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, I was doing an unsolicited testimonial on my bike with the guy behind me. We were talking, and I said, I was explaining the strawberry lemonade flavor,
uh-huh,
and that I get all my supplements in there. It helps my energy and my gut health, mm-hmm, probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. I saw the guy in my bike club. He's like, really? I'm like, yes, Roundhouse Provisions, Morning Kick.
Yeah.
Get it? Don't forget to type in Stephanie.
Don't.
I said as I was hacking up phlegm. God, my nose runs like a faucet outside. Is it me? Oh, my God, I'm disgusting.
Yeah,
okay,
it's been chilly.
Yeah. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And Tia's time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Been a real bad girl. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I have brought a visual prop for those of you watching on Free Speech TV to explain the American voter. Okay, what did I just say about Bonnie? So I was worried about Bonnie over the weekend because she eats things like this
what
in the
that?
Yard.
What is that?
It's like a tiny...
It looks like an avocado.
Avocado.
Like a seed almost.
Yes, yes. So she didn't eat all day yesterday. You know, you're in that, oh, do I go to the vet? Do I not go to the vet? You know, like she seems otherwise healthy, but she's not eating anything, even her treats, nothing.
Her little belly was full with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because she eats these, and I tell her, don't eat that because then you can't have the biscuits and the cotton crispies and the Dr. Maui's. Because you got a rumble tumble. So we had that conversation, Chris, all weekend.
All right.
What did I just find right there? What did I just find? This is the American voter. You already got a sick stomach. Trump, you're like, oh, maybe it wasn't that bad. Mm, and that, yeah. This is you. This is you. It's a gnawed on avocado nut or whatever.
It doesn't look like
nicely
an avocado.
Done.
It looks like an avocado that hasn't quite grown up yet. Like it fell from the tree too early. Like it's a bad
yes,
avocado.
Yes, it's an immature. It's an immature avocado that
just
does
like,
fart
much
jokes.
Much like you are.
Yeah, and can I just tell you what Bonnie's farts are like after she eats stuff in the yard like that?
Why isn't Bonnie? Why isn't it Clyde? I would expect that from Clyde.
You got some schmutz in
I don't
your
know
head.
What your implication is, and I'm ignoring you. To my point, Anxious Opposition says there will be a day in the not-so-distant future when all the people currently bragging about their big win will come to the brutal realization that we all lost. Yeah, guess what? All the, you know, liberal elites that you hate, they're still going to be in their mansions in Malibu and
or in
Hamptons.
Tuscany.
And then you'll realize that they were fighting for all of us.
In Switzerland or wherever else that they can fly to.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Rube. Oh, I'll save that for Rude Pundit.
Oh, okay. He's coming up in just a little bit.
Yes, Trump has fallen below 50% of the popular vote. His margin of victory is the third smallest since 1888. Excuse me. If the 238,000 votes in the blue wall states had been different, he would have lost. Not a mandate. Tristan Snell said the same thing. Not a mandate. That is
not a mandate.
That is a squeaker. Anita and Sam, just because this is what they count on is for you to feel defeated and depressed and like you're the one that's out of touch. Hello, Anita in San Antonio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have to say I'm in the Chris is wrong camp.
Thank you. Well,
and I'm wearing my Chris is
we're
wrong
all, in, you know, in so few areas of it being united in this country, that is one.
You're the one who bought a Chris is wrong shirt.
The one?
Well, I bought a Chris is right. I bought the Chris is wrong and the Chris is right.
Oh, okay. Just in case. Just to hedge your bets.
You always hold
just
on hope.
Yeah. Yeah. So it depends on the day. But, yeah, no, telling people the truth is not talking down to them. Lying to them is talking down to them.
Yeah.
We tried. I mean, it's like Hillary Clinton when she told those miners that the coal is disappearing. They're coal jobs. And
thank
yet,
you. No, and Kamala Harris did talk about prices and prices being too high. She wasn't one saying everything's fine and you're you know, wrong. The prices aren't bad. She absolutely
That's
talked about it.
She put out plans to try to combat that. Donald Trump didn't do that. He would always talk down to them. He didn't respect his voters. He doesn't respect the American people. And why should he? Because we elect him, you know.
Yeah, he talks down to everybody that's not
policy.
A rich, white, I don't know, billionaire man.
Yep.
It's, yeah, anyway.
Right.
All right.
And I didn't like you. I honestly, Chris, I didn't like the fact that you congratulated your friend for, you know, getting this guy elected. He's a criminal and a sexual predator.
Yeah. That's
that's between me and my friend. It's not between you and him. Okay?
Well, I get it. I
All
understand
right.
that. But it,
All right,
it bothered me.
Okay. Then
so, don't
then
be mad at me.
You're bothered. Whatever.
Anita and Chris are having a spat, which spares
me. Mommy and Daddy aren't fighting, but Auntie Anita and Daddy
are fighting. I don't care how you feel about it, Anita. It's between me and my friend.
She's one of the Thanksgiving aunts that just dropped in. It's like, ooh, awkward. By the way, I so enjoyed the 5,000th analysis of the bro culture that we need to better understand. Can I just use one word? It's a little rapey. The bro culture. It's a lot of young guys interviewed. Yeah. Kind of rapey.
Very rapey.
A little creepy. A little rapey. Yeah. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're a man of faith. You're a man of God. You're a man of family. With some of these nominees, Gates, Hegseth, RFK Jr., I wonder, does it matter anymore for Republicans to think of leaders as people who are moral in their personal lives? Is that still important to the Republican Party?
Sure. It's an important issue for anyone in leadership. This is what I'll say about the nominees that the president has put forward, mm-hmm. is that they are persons who will shake up the status quo. And yeah. I think what the American people have believe and what they've delivered with the mandate in this election
no mandate.
Is the man that we shake up the status quo.
No mandate by having a rapist president and a rapist attorney general. Got it. Wow. How many times does his son's porn alert go off when he has to just talk about Trump nominees?
All the time.
It's like an air raid siren just constantly. Wow. That was a man of... Yeah. Okay. That was man of God, Mike Johnson. Can Lauren Bulbert give us a hand with that, Johnson?
Oh, my no. goodness.
Hey, Ruth.
Look who's here.
Don't say things bad.
He sets a tone.
He did.
You're on Steph's show.
And instead of words.
You're not a winner. Don't knock out and let Fred in.
So, by the way, we're just speaking. I don't know about you. I enjoyed the 11 billionth analysis on TV this weekend of the bro culture and how we might better understand a bunch of rapey douchebags. So, oh, I'm sorry. Was that talking down to people? Rudeness.
Why do you watch these panel shows?
Can I just say something about this talking down to people thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to put it another way. It is treating people like adults that need to take responsibility for the decisions they make.
Thank you.
And you know what? If you make a stupid decision, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I need to understand that. Oh, I need to understand so I make sure. Oh, I'm going to say you made a stupid decision. It's probably because you're a stupid person.
It's just, Jody and I were just saying, I'm sorry. It has a rapey vibe. It has a rapey vibe. It also, by the way, has a really...
Okay.
All right, everybody. It has a rapey vibe. It also has a very homophobic vibe, mm-hmm. right? It's very like, you know, the opposite of, the, you know, the dude bro is, oh, you must be feminine. You must be an F word for gay man. I mean, you just tweeted or threaded, looking forward to a whole bunch of bros under 26 years old discovering they can't be covered by their parents' health insurance once mm-hmm. Obamacare is repealed. I mean, maybe pay attention a little bit to what the actual issues are and not just what makes you feel macho, right?
Yeah. Next time you're so dehydrated from drinking too much that you end up in the emergency room, that bill's going to really open your eyes.
Yeah. 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 And by the way, can I take a moment to say this has been commented on before. I am a lesbian, but I'm very bad at it. Mm-hmm. I love men. If you've noticed, my entire professional life, a lot of my personal life, the people closest to me are men. I don't hate men. You know, but I just think there is, I can't put my finger on it, but it's not, you know, it's not a coincidence that there's two rapists already in the administration. And what is Pete Hedges?
Oh,
so the latest news is that sexual
somebody,
assault, he paid her off. I mean, it's just.
No, she assaulted him.
Oh, right. She's the aggressor. Related. So in Trump world, the woman's always the lying whore, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I hate men. Just to put that out there, you know, because I just think I hate the men that make the rest of men look bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Be straight, doesn't matter. You know, there are too many men out there that just make men look bad. And I'm not saying not all men. I'm saying that men need to take responsibility for other men. Men need to be talking to other men about how not to be a-holes.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just, you were, you know, retweeted a lot of stuff that we've been talking about here. Headline, Trump's pro-Israel cabinet pick upsets Muslims who voted for him. And you said, how many times does Trump have to say, you knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in, before people believe him? I mean, I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to be the party of empathy. I have a hard time. He didn't hide it. He told you he was going to let Netanyahu finish the job, quote unquote. I mean, talked about deporting Palestinians, talked about deporting Gaza protesters. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
Yeah. And now with him saying that he's going to declare a national emergency and because of an invasion of immigrants that'll allow him to use the military to do the deportations. That's he agrees. Somebody put that over on Truth Toilet, and he, you know, he reflushed it. Yeah, let me go with that. He reposted it saying true. That's his plan.
Yeah.
So there you go. He's going to unleash the U.S. military on U.S. soil because of an invasion of families trying to get their kids out of a dangerous situation.
And can I just say, Jen Psaki actually did a great thing on the trans issue this week. We didn't run on that. They did. Mm-hmm. We didn't run on culture wars and wokeness. They spent $150 million on an anti-trans ad to make you feel like this is some huge problem in everyone's life. You know, I mean, Jen Psaki went state by state. There's like one girl playing sports. Like what?
Yeah.
In Idaho.
Right? I mean, it's just the fact that they were able to make that another issue to fearmonger and divide and make people hate somebody and scapegoat somebody for their life. Like, here you are. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a few people that have said, why not point out how obsessed with children's genitals people on the right are?
Yeah.
They talk about children's genitals all the time. But I also say this. I think that I think Harris did a disservice to herself by not having not talking about trans issues, because what that did is it ceded everything to what they were saying. In other words, her silence in some ways made it that what they were saying was right, because, you know, Kamala doesn't even want to talk about it.
A lot of people are saying the ad that was most effective is this is, you know, we're, you know, they're for them. We're for you.
Yeah.
Right. Like whatever people I don't understand. Trans people. I mean, I thought you said it best here, Ruud. I opened the show talking about your you reposted the woman at the it's a school board meeting,
saying
the R word for a mentally disabled person over and over again, and someone tries to interrupt. She's like, you're not going to police my speech. I mean, a lot of this election was just people voted for I get to be my worst self because Trump is, and I can yell the N word at people and tell them where to go pick cotton and yell the F word at gay men, and I can, you know. What did you say to this? Hang on, hold please. I think I highlighted everything you said this weekend. I just
that's
want you to know
then
that.
To find what you're looking for.
Right.
Well, now that I by the way,
what's the point of highlighting?
Yeah. Might as well
not do it at all.
Not highlight things.
Yeah.
Probably better.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Here it is. Aaron Rupar posted it and said classy stuff at the latest school board meeting in my hometown of Forest Lake, Minnesota, same town Seth is from. These people are more emboldened than ever to be their absolute worst selves. And you said they really think freedom of speech means freedom to say things without consequences. That's exactly it.
Yeah. And this was not about her saying the R word. This was about her child being told not to say it in school.
Right.
And that was like, you know, well, you know, that's just the word, you know, it's a word that we always said. And
so
you know,
disingenuous. Retard flames. Oh, you're not going to stop me from saying that's not what you mean.
That's not what she meant.
You don't mean
a
flame retardant. That's not what you, and you know damn well.
Or a musical, because that's in music as well.
I mean, I mean, Ruud, that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, you can't tell me this was all about the price of whatever. By the way, obsession with bacon and eggs, I am concerned about everyone's cholesterol. What is happening?
It is. I mean, that was the cover. It's sort of like we get back to, oh no, they voted for Trump in 2016 because of the anxiety of the working the white working class. And it's like, but that anxiety was not an anxiety about economic issues, or certainly that took a backseat to their anxiety that people not like them might actually have a chance to make it in this country.
Yeah. By the way, you got into it with Justine Bateman. I saw on Twitter because I don't know. Oh, we can breathe now. The Trump's back in, and we don't have to be, you know, whatever she
this
said.
Is a
right?
Union woke, person, by the way.
Woke police and what? I'm like, really? When we just say don't call mentally disabled children retards, like that's us. Really, us saying don't use the N-word to black people is us being woke and, you know, trying to be... I can't already. Really? You're a rich white lady, Justine Bateman. Like, oh, really? You can breathe now? Well, guess who can't breathe now? Why the Trevor Project's, you know, what do you call it? Calls are through the roof. Mm-hmm. Because Chris and I have been doing this for 1,000 years. We get used to being called homophobic slurs every day. Guess who doesn't? Teenagers who go kill themselves.
It's been a while since somebody told me to go get AIDS and die. So I do have to give them that.
It'll be a minute.
The farther away we get from the 80s, I suppose.
That well, I guess time heals everything.
I remember leaving the club in Louisiana, and there'd always be a pickup truck outside with all these guys there, just waiting for the club to close for when we came out, and so that they could yell things at us and throw bottles at our feet and things like that. Good times, ready to go back to that.
God, so we've been talking about Joe and Mika going to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring Friday. If you think that's what MSNBC viewers want to hear about,
please don't gulag me, Donald.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, lots of our friends had thoughts about that. Dean Obadala, Joe Scarborough's surrender to Trump is the final nail in the coffin of cable news. Ronald said, morning Joe jumped the shark. I mean, it really... And it is exactly, it's a circular, this is how we got here in the first place. The same washing, the normalizing. I mean, by the way, you talked about the chief executive, he's of the fracking company, is his pick for energy secretary. How's that feel? Let's ask a really important environmental lawyer. Hey, Bobby Kennedy, how do you feel about that? Everyone has thrown their principles out for this monster, Rude.
Didn't you love? I love the photo of, you know, let's make Bobby Kennedy eat crap.
Yep.
You know, for saying that Trump's diet isn't good. Come on, Bobby. You got to do it.
Dana Gould said Trump is going to name a sandwich the Sirham and make Bobby eat it and smile.
Yep.
That's awful. I wish you would come up with that.
That's very dark, but funny.
That's
dark and funny.
That's so good. I'm jealous at how good it is.
Yes,
Dana Gould is hilarious.
Oh my God!
And you know though, my strategy on Bobby on RFK Jr.
Right,
it's to have a PAC run a bunch of ads in the states, showing that he's pro-choice.
Oh, Mike Pence is already on it for you. Oh,
yeah, I know. Call your senator and tell them you don't want the pro-abortion RFK Jr. at HHS making policy. You know, use some freaking, you know, reverse psychology here.
Yeah.
Be a-holes. Be ruthless.
Yeah.
And what are we seeing? We're seeing Hakeem Jeffries tweet out, "We shall overcome." What? Yeah. We didn't. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. By the way, so Chris Lavoie, who noted non-conspiracy theorists, I saw that you think that the Tulsi and Matt Gaetz nominations are just distractions so we can get other people. No, they're not. He is. I mean, literally, here we go, right? Mitch McConnell's going, no recess appointments, right? But he's not in charge. John Thune said no recess appointments and then changed his mind a day later. This is all, and there's another story this morning about Trump is not going to back down. This is a test of, you know, who can eat the Sirham.
Haven't they committed some crimes in Maryland? Because Maryland has a Democratic governor. Let arrest them for crimes in Maryland and hold them and so that they can't be pardoned.
Yeah.
That's it. Tempt Matt Gaetz to commit a crime in Maryland. That to me is a good plan.
You said John Bolton called Matt Gaetz the worst cabinet pick in American history, and you said John Bolton is an ultra-conservative maniac who loves war and hates humanity. Even he can't stomach Matt Gaetz. Still, John Bolton. I think we can all agree on that. You just said, could Trump just surrender the country to Putin wholesale, or does he need to do it bit by having Russian stooges do the Kremlin bidding bit by bit? I mean, someone's saying, cut out the middleman, just put Putin in charge of our national intelligence, right?
Yeah. If you're going to have Tulsi Gabbard, yeah. I mean, there's nobody with any serious intelligence credentials on the left or right who thinks that Tulsi Gabbard should be in charge there.
Yeah.
And
you said, by the way, Trump's nominees aren't an assault on the federal government. They're an assault on the United States. And with RFK Jr., it's an assault on all Americans, as is, as you said, Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, And by the way, you said if Democrats out there screaming about the Gates report like it's Hunter Biden's laptop times 100, they should just say they give up. I agree. Are you kidding me? To be the Attorney General of the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna let, you know, Mike Johnson go, oh no, that would be rude to release that.
Yeah. And then also it already seems like they're doing what they do, which is, well, we really need to let Republicans do this because, you know, people will say we're just playing politics. And it's like, yeah, that's the game you're in. You're in politics. Play it.
Yeah. Oh, you have some, these are very helpful because you're a liberal helper. Some tips for Joe and Mika and others. You retweeted on Newsmax, Monica Crowley says about Trump's cabinet nominations, we have not seen this kind of talent pool since the founding fathers. And you said, you know, you can kiss Trump's ass without fingering his prostate.
You're allowed.
I think that's a good
you're
tip.
Allowed.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's, it takes a certain, you know,
skill.
Bit of contort- yeah. To do that. But, you know. Yeah.
All right. So we all been talking about what we watch to disconnect from politics because we all desperately need it. You said, I got to say, the Penguin on Max made me understand Trump more than just about anything else. The fake populism, the ability to betray people on a dime, the desperate greed to fulfill some pathetic goal, the ease with which people follow him despite how awful he is, it's all there. See, I don't call that entertainment. I call that reality.
That's not escape from
no,
reality.
No, I don't.
What is that?
It was like Travis telling me to watch Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, what? For entertainment?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was really well done, and the acting was great, and just, you know, the comic
is,
book stuff
well,
in it was
this
great.
Is why I watch awful Christmas music about a woman a snowman and whatever that other psychotic Christmas elf guy is.
Was it the carrot? Did she, like, get on the carrot?
Oh,
was
my
it,
how
did
goodness. Rude Louise.
Snowman.
Pundit.
He turned into a real boy, didn't he?
No, he turns into a real boy, yeah.
Hot Frosty? Frosty becomes a real boy?
Yes.
Just like Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does the carrot stay, though, so because the woman likes
it? You know what? I just, get out. Just get out.
No, Rude, it's more like an ice dildo.
Get out.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, okay.
I have all this
Wouldn't
fresh.
That melt
this
after
freshly.
A while, or would you just need to keep
that was the
water
thing. He was always in danger of melting.
Help me.
Here's a... My show is a beautiful, freshly fallen, sparkly snow. And you know what you do? You two just write on it and pee. You just pee into my snow and make it dirty.
I didn't say pee.
Stop writing in my snow. All right, goodbye. Get out. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... Oops. Hey.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh. Well, oh.
It's brought to you by...
Yeah, brought to you by this thing.
Credo
Mobile.
By my phone.
Grandpa, my leg's not real.
I know, I'm in a weakness.
I know.
Oh, he is weakened.
Credo Mobile will make you feel better. I know, because that's what they want. Their goal is to make us feel powerless, mm-hmm. not a mandate. Mm-hmm. Didn't even get 50% of the vote. Here's how you fight back. Credo Mobile, choose America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Remember those? Values, principles that actually stick.
Yeah.
Right. They've given over $95 million, in fact, to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Come on, skedaddle with me. Come on over. Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them, and they make perfect gifts for family, too. But did you know that Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultra.
ultralights. Just like a thermostat, choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. And you don't have to take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller and receive 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller. That's Heat Holders, making life warmer. One more time, that is heatholders.com. The code is Miller to get that 15% off. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got November rain in our forecast today, so have that umbrella nearby or at least some kind of jacket with a hood. And these are not just intermittent showers. We may see rain all through the afternoon and into the evening. And we could see more showers over the next few days. Some parts of Wisconsin could see their first snowflakes falling. That includes here in Madison, where we might get a wintry mix. And you'll remember this story. We reported on it last week. After the election, some Black Wisconsinites got texts, often calling them by name and telling them to show up at a certain place and time to be enslaved. Police are investigating where those messages came from. But of course, for those recipients, these messages stoked fear right away, knowing that whoever sent them knows exactly who they are, knows their race, and may even know where they live. Cybersecurity professor Chad Johnson at UW-Stevens Point says most data brokers have no less than 15 data points on every American, including your age, ethnicity, detailed contact information, maybe even your social security number.
And since there's no regulation over who can buy those, of course, it could be other advertising agencies. It could be other platforms. But there's also nothing stopping, for example, a white supremacist movement from buying that information for purposes exactly like this.
Currently, there's no comprehensive federal law that protects Americans' data and privacy. However, we have a new state privacy law that will go into effect here next year. And Dane County officials have secured new funding to improve some of the area's more dangerous intersections. The Greater Madison Metropolitan Planning Organization will get $1 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation. They'll use that money on roads specifically in Fitchburg, Shorewood Hills, and other spots across the county. The goal is to address what MPO leaders call high-risk areas and focus on safety for bicyclists and pedestrians. Remember, you can always listen live at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered rain developing by mid-afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain. We're talking a half inch to an inch by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. Our high today, 54. Tonight, breezy, low of 50. Tomorrow, breezy, rain ending with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach, a voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.